Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lon Seidman is with us. As you know, we have a show on Saturday mornings, 9 to noon, or 9 to 11. Let's make it 7, Bob. 9 to 11. Computer talk with Tab, and invariably you get calls from people who are afraid of being scammed on the internet, so on and so forth. And the people who are responsible for these things are nothing if not clever. And so there's, you know, there are a couple. You'll get emails from some bank. You may or may not have an account, but you say, well, let's go see what's going on here. And it looks really real, and all of a sudden, all your data's out there. Well, new tricks now. This one just has come up recently. Lon Seidman, I think I saw the first mention of it maybe 6 months ago. Lon Seidman is here, the host of Lon TV, which, by the way, you should watch. We've got some other stuff we can talk to Lon about. Okay, Lon, so this is called, what, Zeus Panda?
Yeah, and this one's interesting because it relies upon people using Google to find their bank. And they hijack search results so that when you go to look for the hours of your local bank branch, you end up getting this malicious link. And it kind of runs you down a rabbit hole to some degree because it makes you download a Word file. You download the Word file, you then activate macros, and that's when all the bad stuff happens. So there's a bit of a process to this one that I think hopefully people stop the process before they get too far down that rabbit hole.
How do they get into Google? How do they adjust the search? I mean, I'm sure you would know. I don't. How do you do this?
So
is it complicated?
Yes and no. So what happens is that, you know, a lot of websites out there, like this, you know, small business websites or whatever, you put them up once, you never look at it again. And there's many platforms that, like, you know, like WordPress and other things that people make websites from that if they're not updated, they're vulnerable. So these hackers have available to them a lot of vulnerable sites that they can hijack, essentially, to deliver payloads. And
so,
that's what's happening here.
So essentially you go out, you search for your bank, I mean, you know, Bank of America, and it'll lead you, instead of to Bank of America, it will lead you to a fake site, which then begins the process.
Right. And I would say in this case, you know, something like a Bank of America or a very large, you know, multinational bank or something probably wouldn't be as vulnerable maybe as a smaller bank would be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be something where it maybe not be the first search result, but it might be the second or the third one. And some of these web-based malware packages are pretty sophisticated in that they can look different on the search engine based on what the person's keywords were. So if for example, you're searching for something different, you might get that actual business, even though their site is compromised. But if you search for the bank information, that would deliver you a different payload through the search engine. It's pretty crazy. And Google is pretty good, but sometimes this is the kind of stuff that slips by them because they have designed this malware to talk to the Google robot to display their data a certain way.
God, so a lot of work, but
it is. And actually, this one, I think, to some degree, it's still the oldest trick in the book, which is getting people to think that they're doing something legitimate,
mm-hmm.
Or that the content they're clicking on is legitimate.
Right.
And in many cases, it does require the user to go through a couple of steps first to get infected. But it's that, you know, it's the fact that they're doing this in a way that you wouldn't suspect, which leads to trust. And that's what's happening here.
Lon, if you have something like, you know, an antivirus of some sort, you know, Norton, whatever it may be, does that give you any protection against something like this?
Yeah, as long as you keep it up to date. And of course, if you're not up to date on your subscription fee to those services, then then you're in trouble too. So, I would definitely check to make sure that your virus definitions are up to date. Because once these things get out there, the security community shares this information with each other, and most of the good antivirus packages, and there are now some routers that can actually head it off even before it gets to your network now, they will get updated with the addresses that these viruses use to communicate. So generally, yes, although in what they call zero-day infections, things that haven't been distributed out to
the
security community yet, you know, you could get infected early. But yeah, this, now that this is out there, I think a lot of packages will protect against it.
Well, by the way, just go to YouTube, by the way, and or Google, No, go to YouTube and look for lawn.tv, okay? And among the most recent posts, let's see, the Canary security camera, bait and switch. We have a smartphone, the Blue S1. You're reviewing all this stuff, and it's pretty good. It's educational and fun and probably good for you. Hey, Lon, thanks for being on, buddy. I appreciate it.
No problem. I got the iPhone 10 review up also, so check that out.
Go look. All right. Thanks, Lon. Take care. It's lawn.tv. It'll show up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.